I'm Eric Ebel with the Washington State Senate. I'm speaking with Senator Mike Padden, Republican from the 4th Legislative District out of Spokane Valley. And Senator, today was a momentous day, an annual event here at the Washington State Capitol. It was the March for Life, and today I believe we saw record crowds.
Well, we did. There were over 5,000 people there to commemorate 41 years ago Roe v. Wade came down, which at the time Justice White called an exercise in raw judicial power. So it's a time to celebrate life, but it's also a time to mourn the 56 million unborn babies that have been lost through abortion and all the ramifications from that to the women and their mental health issues and to fathers who aren't able to hold their children or ever see a son play football or a daughter graduate from high school. We had that, but at the same time, it was so encouraging to see that. And there's no doubt that the pro-life movement's on the ascendancy. We're dealing with House Bill 2148, which is probably the most radical pro-abortion bill in the country. But I'm very confident this year we'll be able to defeat that bill in the Senate. The opponents call it the Reproductive Parity Act, but the parity is the death through abortion and the life of a live birth. And to me, there's no parity there. The life takes precedence over death. But it was a great crowd. There was a number of people from my district this year for the first time, and people from all over the state. It's kind of a great reunion every year, and I'm just very happy to be part of it.
Perhaps the biggest affront to life, at least here in Washington State, is that bill that you were talking about right now. It was proposed last year by Democrats. Tell me if you think it'll see any progress this year.
Well, I expect it to pass the House, although there will be some Democrat opposition and almost unanimous Republican opposition come over to the Senate, and my hope is that it doesn't receive a hearing. We had a hearing last year. The Senate is more pro-life this year than last year with the election of Representative Jan Angel to the Senate. I don't think they're the votes, even if it were to get on the Senate floor, and I don't think there's any need to have a hearing. Hopefully it just stays in committee and that's the end of it.
If it does stay in committee and that's the end of it for this year, it's not an issue that's going to go away anytime soon. What can people at home do to help out in this cause?
Well, they can contact their legislators and let them know that they do not appreciate being forced, if they buy insurance that covers maternity care, to also have to cover abortion. It's almost like taxing them to pay for abortions. And, they talk about choice, but they don't want women to have the choice not to pay for abortion. So this bill is just, like I said, the most radical pro-abortion bill in the country. No state has adopted it. So anyway, they need to let their legislators know their positions on this.